Here we go. Episode one. I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to see. Let's get it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome, welcome to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree, and we're just going to get into it. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. And I figured, what's a better time than on my birthday? Happy birthday to me. Another year around the sun. It's a blessing. I'll talk more about that later in the episode. I'm going to be honest with you. I initially was overthinking it. I should have been released this podcast. But I just got in my head too much and was like, oh, I gotta be a perfectionist. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And it's like, man, let me just go ahead and just get this thing started. I'm trying to put too many ducks in a row. But, you know, I figured, man, let me just get started. Episode 100 is going to be different than episode one. You can grow with me, learn with me. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. I am excited. It's been long overdue to do this. And the purpose of this podcast is just to give you a glimpse of what it is to be the head of a household, you know. I'm not going to do this every episode, but since this is the first episode, I might as well give you a little background of who I am. And then kind of go from there. So for those who don't know me, I am Jason Tyree, and I am a husband and father of four. So that's a household of six. And it's been a ride, you know. I'm so fortunate, so blessed to have a family. It's something that I intentionally wanted since I was young. I was intentional on who I met, how we were going to build a relationship, how we were going to have kids and things like that. And so it wasn't by mistake. However, things leading up to it, you would think, okay, how did I land here? So let me just tell you a little bit about my childhood. I grew up with my mom, my big brother, and my grandmother. My dad wasn't in the home. My dad, he had his issues. And what spurred some of those issues was alcohol, unfortunately. And by him partaking in alcohol, it turned into physical abuse, to a whole bunch of other things that didn't seem reasonable for him to stay in the home. And so we had to distance ourselves from him, and quite a few things. And in the future episodes, I'm gonna talk a little bit more in depth about my father. But I will say that eventually we developed and repaired our relationship before he passed away, which he passed away about 5 years ago, which is when I started my first podcast, around that time. But anywho, it did end on a good note with my dad and I, but I didn't have him growing up. So it wasn't like, oh, wow, I had an example on how to do this. I did not have an example on how to be the man of the house. But So a lot of this, I was just winging it. I've been winging it for my oldest, which I'm going to get into my kids in a few seconds. But, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years now. And it's like, all right, I guess I'm doing okay, you know. But let me tell you a little bit about my family now. My wife, LaShawna, met her in college. And matter of fact, I was on my way out of college. And she was on her, this was her first year. Granted, she's 23 days older than me. So she had already got her associates and all of that. So it wasn't like I was just dating somebody young or whatever. But yeah, we met and I'm dated for, I want to say about a year and a half. And I was like, nah, let me go ahead and put a ring on it. So I proposed to her on her birthday, which so happened to fall on Thanksgiving that particular year. So I was like, two birds, one stone, bye, you know. So I put the ring on it. She was like, oh my goodness, he's so fine. Let me go ahead and just change my last name. That's how it went, in my head at least. That's probably not what she's gonna say. But yeah, so we got married and then we stayed engaged for another year and a half. And it was done on purpose. One obvious glaring reason is because she was still in school. But the bigger and more important reason is because I wanted to make sure I laid the foundation of friendship. I wanted to really get to know her. I wanted her to get to know me. So we can have a good foundation of friendship, which I will talk about in another episode as well. Man, I got a bunch of episode topics. We'll see, though. We'll see. So we got married in 2006. I met her in 2003. And then 2007, we had our first child, which now we're transitioning to the kids, and I can tell you about them. So our firstborn, his name is Jeremiah. He is 16 now. That's crazy, because like we're practically the same height. He's a very good kid. He's shy. We're gonna break him out of that shyness, but he's a really good kid. When he was younger, he had what they call glycogen storage disease. I forgot what type it was, because it's like several types. I think it was type 6 or 7. I can't remember. I'll come back to that. But anyway, one of the things about the glycogen storage disease is that he said it was going to stunt his growth. And that's not the case. Praise God. Because I'm not really a tall guy. I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm 5'8 and a half on a good day. And I have my mom to thank for that. Because my mom is 4'10. My dad was 6'1. I want to say he was 6'1. Yeah, 6'1 or 6'2. Anyway, he crossed the threshold of 6 feet, which I thought I was on my way, especially since my shoe size was bigger than him, bigger than his. But I'm not complaining, man. 5'8 is solid. It's not too short, but it's not too tall. It's definitely not too tall. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, my son is about my height. And, you know, had my challenges with him, especially in these teenage years. And I'll be talking about that in future episodes as well. So he was born in 2007. 2009, had our first daughter. Her name's Anaya. You've probably seen Anaya if you're on this YouTube, because I'm filming this as well for the people who are listening. But Anaya, she has her own YouTube channel and stuff like that. She's doing a thing. She's 14. And she's a neat freak. She's a neat freak. Oh my gosh. Which, that's awesome for us. Sometimes a little overboard with it. But all in all, she's very creative. She's into video editing, vlogging, stuff like that. So I'm just letting her do her thing. And so, yeah, that was 2009. And then for some reason around that time, I was like, yo, because, you know, there's a 6-week don't touch your wife after she have a baby period. Like, you don't want to. There's 6 weeks. She has the baby. Then 6 weeks happen. Don't do anything in that 6 weeks. All right. I don't know if it was week 5, day 6 or whatever. But apparently I couldn't take it any longer. And 11 months after Anaya in 2010, Raina comes aboard. So I'm like, yo, back to back. This is crazy. So Raina's here and she's 13. And she is, I wouldn't call her the bookworm. She's extremely intelligent when it comes to like schoolwork and stuff like that. At one point we were getting her tested for like gifted classes because she was just at school. It's like, hey, what else? And the downside about that though, is that there's little effort put into it because it's kind of like it's too easy for me. And I'm like, yo, if you just push yourself a little harder, shoof, you know. So that's with Raina. She's also a very good artist as well. They get that art thing honest. I mean, I met my wife in the art department. I'm a graphic designer by trade. My wife, she's a studio artist. Kids ain't had no chance, right? No chance. But she can draw, she can paint, she's very artistic. And so yeah, we had 3 kids by 2010. 2013, we moved back to Richmond because we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Shout out to my Tulsa people. And once we got back to Tulsa, once we got back to Richmond, and I'll tell you more about that transition later as well. Once we got back to Richmond, we stayed, you know, it was about a year and a half past. And then in 2015, we had Levea, our youngest. She's 8 now, and she loves to sing, dance. She loves art as well. No surprise there. And she's just a joy to be around, you know. Yeah, so that's the family. In the midst of the family, I don't want to be remiss and leave this out, but in the midst of that, we've also unfortunately had 2 miscarriages. One in 2014, right before Levea, and one about half a year ago in 2023, early 2023. And I kind of spoke about it on Facebook as it was kind of happening. Because a lot of times when the mother is going through a miscarriage, you kind of like hear her side of it. But what, you know, gave the perspective of what that does to a father. And I really want to zero in on that. So in a nutshell, that's kind of the backstory, I would say, on how I became the man of the house. Usually during this time, and we'll see how long this stays, because again, it's fluid. It's fluid, right? Like Stephen A. Smith would say. The list is fluid. But usually I wanted to start off each episode giving you an account of how I'm doing. Because I don't want to just come on here and just give advice or give, you know, my thoughts and stuff. And you're like, who is this guy? I kind of want you guys to grow with me, be on this journey with me and stuff like that. And so usually during this time, what I would do is tell you how I'm doing in the four Lees. And you're like, Lees, four Lees, what is that? So I want to, and I've been doing this with my two best friends, Larry and Thrill. Shout out to them. I do it ever so often with them. I try to do it at least twice a month. But I'm gonna try to do it every episode. And so I will start off saying how I'm doing with the four Lees: physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. The four Lees, how I'm doing. And then after I give you the four Lees, I will go into my topic for the day. But being that I used that time to kind of tell you the backstory, we're doing it a little different. Again, this is episode one, you know, we'll see. But I do want to at least give you the Lees. And so I'm going to start off. Which one do I want to start off? I'll start off with emotionally. Emotionally, and I'm going to be very transparent in these episodes too. Like, that's the whole goal. I don't want to put on a facade and be like, oh, everything's hunky-dory, peachy keen. Nah. Now, let me start physically. Physically, I'm okay. I've been slacking on the gym. And kind of been slacking on my eating a little bit. Not too crazy, though. Like, I feel like if I just hop back in the gym, which I've been gone from the gym for about 2 or 3 weeks, so it's not like I've been gone too long. But physically, I'm okay. I can be better. And in 2024, I plan to be a little bit more consistent in the gym and eating right. Because it's a necessity. It's not even about looks or anything like that anymore. It's about health. And, you know, with my birthday being the day, and I didn't tell you my age. 42. Huh? Look at that. 42. That's right. Yeah. Getting up there, once you hit your 40s, something's crazy going on with 40s. Like, I just hit my 40s 2 years ago. And they used to say, like, yo, when you get to your 40s, your body just start doing just crazy stuff. And, like, the past 2 or 3 days, my shoulder has been killing me. I'm like, did I dislocate it or what? Like, it is just... I don't know. I don't know how it hurt, how I hurt it. It's just been hurting like crazy. So anywho, that's physically. Spiritually, for those who don't know, I love Jesus. I love him. Christian, no surprise there. I went to Oral Roberts University. That's where I met my wife. I grew up in a church. My mother is a minister, and she's a soloist. That woman's special. I'll tell you more about her in future episodes. So all my life, it's all I know. And I've consistently been faithful. And of course, it has its peaks and valleys. But for the most part, man, I don't play about Jesus, dog. I don't play about him. I do not play. I don't care how bad things get. Just one thing you can rest assured. I don't play about Jesus, man. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We'll get into that much more later too as well. But it's my relationship with God has definitely helped me through times, the hard times, It has helped me to become the man of the house that I am today. So some of those peaks and valleys, they tend to bleed over into the physical, into the mental and emotional. And so those are the last two leads I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about emotionally and mentally together, because I feel like they're very close related. The only difference I see between emotionally and mentally is that your mind can be somewhere and your emotions can be somewhere else. And I'll try my best to explain the nuances there, but to be honest with you guys, it has been hell mentally. This has been probably one of the worst years of my life mentally. And as head of the house, being a man of the house, you don't really have the luxury to just go all the way through with your emotions or what you're feeling mentally, because you still have to lead a household. It's like, man, I'm going through hell, but these bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Or your kids, they don't want to see that, especially around Christmas. It's around Christmas time. Like, you got to tuck that to the side. Or, you know, your spouse may be going through something. And like, for example, my wife, she's been going through a lot. She just lost her grandmother. The miscarriage took a toll on both of us. And just other things that's been going on with her. And so it's like, well, we can't have both parents out of whack right now. So let's go ahead and I'll put my emotions and stuff on pause, right? But that's dangerous, because you're going to get to a point where one day you may end up just blowing up with emotions. And to be honest, that's kind of where I am. And it's very hard to know. Like, if you know me, it's very hard to know that what I'm telling you now makes any sense, because I don't tend to wear my emotions on my face or my countenance. So you're like, oh, Jace is doing fine. Or if you're looking from afar on social media, you're like, oh man, they went to Disney this year. And, you know, he seemed like he smiles every time he waves, he introduces himself and stuff like that. I am trying to keep myself together. None the wiser. I'm telling you, I just wouldn't know. But it's been a mental hell, so much so that I've contemplated suicide. I haven't gone or graduated to the committing part, and I don't think it's going to get there. But the fact that the contemplation is there is just like, all right, time to set up some therapy sessions. And so that's how dark it's been this year for me. And I want to say, just as recent as last week, you know, those thoughts was creeping in my head again. And honestly, the reason I don't fully go through with plans, one, the prayers of my mom, my friends, my family. Two, just my kids, man. It's, you know, my kids, they keep me around as well. Not to say that my wife doesn't, but in my mind, I'm like, yo, if I go off somewhere, she'll be okay, which is not true. She will not be okay. She'll be in shambles. And so she is considered as well. But I am pleased to say that it's not to the point where I want to commit to suicide. But I feel like it's important for me to at least put that out there. like the pressure of being head of the household is so, it's rewarding. It is rewarding, but it's also heavy. Heavy is the head that holds the crown. Dog, the weight of the world is on my shoulder. And I said, that's another reason why I can't even fully commit to the thoughts of committing suicide, is because it's like so many people are depending on me, not just at home, at work, in the community. I have my hand in so many different aspects of life, my business, you know, I got clients. They all depend on me. Like, I'm dependent upon so many different ways. And that's good, but it's also taxing, because it's like, yo, can I get one day to myself where I can just go to the mountains and just stare? Like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. And I know there's a lot of men who are head of the household who may be feeling like that. Like, it's overwhelming. Like, yo, I just want to go off. Like, I'm beginning to understand more and more. Back in the day, you would hear about men who would just be in the home, and then all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, I'm going out to get some milk, I'll be right back. And then they just don't return. Like, they abandon their families, you know. And I'm beginning to understand. I don't condone it, but I begin to understand. I begin to understand why people try to drink it away or smoke it away or just do other things or be like, yo, this ain't working out. I can't. I get it. It's a very, very tough role to be in. But I want to give that outlet and kind of let the public know, hey, there are some guys who are going to stick through this thing, whether it's a lot or not. Like, I'm not giving up this role as man of the house, because I'm thinking beyond myself. I'm thinking for my future grandkids and their kids and so many generations down the road. And so that's what keeps me. That's what keeps me around. And emotionally, I just feel numb. And again, a lot of men in the household, they, especially around the holiday season, it's like, I'll put on the front, yay, Santa's coming. But in reality, we're like, yo, can we just hurry up, get past this holiday season, man? I'm not feeling it at all. Honestly, I'm grateful that I'm a year older, but I'm not even feeling my birthday, to be honest. That's how stressed out and depressed that I am. Will it get better? Of course. This is life. There's ebbs and flows in life. You live long enough, good things are going to come. That's what my dad said. That simple statement has worked for me. Another statement is win the day. Shout out to my guy Thrill. He told me about that, and just those two simple things have kept me going, you know. But that's it. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. This is episode one. I'm gonna try to do this weekly. I think once a month I'm gonna do a live recording of this so I can take on questions. If you have any questions, please hit me up. Let me know. Y'all know where to find me on social media. If you don't, let me go ahead, help that out. Let me put that little joint on there. So you don't have to follow me directly. Most of y'all are already following me directly, but if not, that's fine. Y'all can follow my family's page, because I'm going to release the videos on YouTube through my family's page, on YouTube and Facebook. And then wherever you get your streaming from, you can get the podcast. And so check me out, yo. And for those who are listening, because y'all can't see what's scrolling at the bottom of the screen, don't worry. This is episode one, guys. I'm gonna get the hang of it. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram at the Tyree Fam. T-Y-R-E-E. That's how you spell my last name. The Tyree Fam. So you can find us on YouTube at the Tyree Fam, Instagram, the Tyree Fam, Facebook at the Tyree Fam. All right. And if you want to follow me personally, the Jason Tyree, the Jason Tyree. That's right. It's me. Anywho, thank you for joining us. I said us, like it's more than one person in here. It's just me. And holla at y'all next time. Peace. I'm the man of the house.